Hi, today's podcast is about this past weekend's Thames Festival and the Feast on the Bridge, the Southwark Bridge. You might hear during the podcast I say Southwark, but please just ignore it. Southwark, Southwark. Maybe I should write it on a blackboard 20 times. Thanks. Here we go. Well, it looks like today has turned out to be London Appreciation Day because there was no tube stop at Cannon. So I'm walking from the Embankment Bridge all the way down to Southwark Bridge to check out the Feast on the Bridge. There's tons of joggers around. It's really what I call an I Love London Day. It's a bit overcast, but you can see the London Eye, Big Ben in the distance, House of Parliament. I'm now walking along the Thames and you can see the Oxo building. Oh, there's a restaurant here called Barco, which looks so cozy. It's just a little ship, not even a fancy one, but it's got little white tables and plants decorating all around it. Looks quite cozy. The river today is quite active, as you might guess. A lot of tourist boats going back and forth. We've just passed Somerset House, which has a fine collection of artwork, which is suitable for another day out. But at least now I know where it is. It's a bit overcast, but we might be lucky because there's patches of sun peeping through the clouds, so everything might go without a hitch. No rain, which would be absolutely splendid. There's speedboats coming down the river. There's a big white yacht flying the flag. There's a tourist boat there. Everyone has their little orange life jackets. Flying down the Thames, getting a speedo tour of London. This big giant ship that I see here is called the Wellington. I'm going to try to take a picture, then I can show it to you on the podcast page. As you might expect, there are tons of tourist buses flying past. Hope everybody's having a good time, enjoying their day in London. Okay, now I'm going to try to hold the mic with one hand and not drop my precious. And other time, we'll try to take a picture of this ship for you. And there she is, the Wellington. Got it. Okay, carrying on. We're now in the Westminster area. I think it's about another 15-20 minutes walk till I make it to Southwark Bridge. We'll see. Strolling down the Victoria Embankment. A nice thing to do on a day such as today. Okay, I'm gonna shut down for a mo and just carry on with this walk. Now our walk has taken us under the bridge. You can hear all the traffic going over us. And I just saw a sign that said Southwark Bridge is about 11 minutes away. So, press on. It's quite weird being under the bridge and hearing all the traffic overhead. I'm now passing under the Millennium Bridge, otherwise known as the Wobbly Bridge, because when they first built it, it wobbled when people walked across it. So obviously, everyone was a little bit uncomfortable with the situation. So the builders, engineers, sorted it out, and now I see people walking, and the bridge is as solid as a rock. It's right across the way from the Tate Modern. And I can see a lot of activity on the other side of the bank as well. Lots of stalls, lots of people. But I'm going to press on because I am now in view of the Southwark Bridge, and I see all the little white, what would we call them, canopies. So it looks like something exciting is going on there. So I'm going to press on, check it out, and I work my way backwards. This is absolutely fantastic. I'm on the South of Bridge now, and people are just enjoying it, and it's raining, but people just pop up the old brolly and kept right on noshing. This is brilliant. I had some Happy Days cider and a lovely egg, mushroom, and cheese crepe. There's all kinds of vendors here selling organic fruits, veg. There's the old hog roast. There's some craft activities for the kids. And people just seem quite happy and thrilled. There was a bunch of people across from me, one fellow, American fellow, and he was just saying how much he appreciated all the work that people went through to set this up. All the tables have tablecloths on them, and they've got little centerpieces made out of various salad leaves like the red lettuce, basil, chili peppers, baby's breath. It's like being in a proper restaurant, except for you're out in the middle of the city on the South of Bridge, which is usually jam-packed with cars. But today, there's nothing there but happy, shining people. It's brilliant. And this festivity goes all along the Thames, so we're going to be doing a lot of exploring today. It's by the embankment area, by the Blackfriars area. It's everywhere. Oh, can I have one? Yay! I just got a cute little flag from the cooperative membership. It's got a jar with honeycomb inside it. So I'll fly my honeycomb flag free. We're now at the kitty tent where the kitties are making... What are they making? They're making little hats. That's what they're doing. That's sweet. They're decorating their hats. All the kids are being given bits of cloth and yarn and sparkly bits. It's almost like making little Easter bonnets, except for it's only September, so I guess we can... Oh, they are called harvest hats. There's all kinds of traditional crafts going on here, making corn dollies, face painting. And there's something going on down here, but I can't quite tell what it is yet. Let's go investigate. Oh, it's Puppet Show! This is a chap called John Rowe. He's a storyteller.
Snake, fantastic.
And he's got a tool of a walking stick. And he's kind of having the kids fill in the blanks for his story.
You're in trouble if you don't get that one, and I'm pointing to her, right? Oh, fantastic.
Okay, let's move on to the corn dollies now. I've got a picture of that chappy, so it'll be in the podcast page, so you can check it out. Yeah, just took a picture with my phone, so I think I will turn my phone off, because I don't think the mic likes it. It's all going buzzy. That's some art making the corn dollies. They're kind of taking, like, well, for instance, some lady's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sticks of corn, and she's weaving them. So it's a kind of macrame. You wouldn't believe the ornate designs they've got here. Okay, we're coming down to the... Oh! Here we have some millers. Grinding. To make flour for the bread. They're called the Brockwell Bake Company. So I assume if you came back a little bit later, you could have some bread. But this is really brilliant. They're honoring a lot of the traditional art that we don't see anymore. And there's a stand here as well for recycling, not wasting. And you might hear already the jingle, jangle, jangle. We're coming up to the Morrisman. I think they're going to be doing something a little bit later. Okay, we'll have to come back later and try to catch the Morrisman. But I think they're going to be performing at various sites, so at some point during this day, we'll be seeing some Morris dancing. And what else do we have here? Something really smoky is going on over there. Pizza making. Oh, brilliant. Now we know what they do with all that flour that they make, the Bakewell people. Thank you. Lady just gave me some free seeds. I love growing stuff. These are radish. We'll be having some of that. This is absolutely fantastic. How often do you see on a bridge in the middle of a major city sofas and people just sitting, chilling, playing games? Kids are rolling all over the sofas. Hurrah for the feast on the bridge. Okay, now we're going to head over to the embankment and see what's happening over there. There are markets going on near all the bridges, markets and festivities, so we'll move on to the next place now. It's time now for the Morris dancers. Hurrah, the dancers have danced the clouds away and the sun has come out again. Now I'm on the other side of the Thames, over on the South Bank. It's just this jumping over here. There is a lot of, on the Southwark Bridge, there are lots of food vendors and food products. Over here we have all our usual stuff that you find in the fair, jewelry, shoes, masks, I guess. Oh, it looks like, what do you call those? Power Ranger masks. Let's see, there's a Briani stand there. They got some drinkies. And just lots of jolly people about. It's really a splendid day. Oh, there looks like there's something here. And this, there's a jazz band. Over here on this big grassy area. Let's go have a little peeky-poo. The sun is now out in full force. It's turned from a gray, cloudy day to perfect festival weather. So take your coat off and wrap it around your waist weather. There's a whole stall here of cuisine, Spanish, paella, Caribbean. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. There's another stall selling leather goods. Looks like it has kind of an African influence. Okay, I'm going to shut down for a minute because I really got to take this jacket off now. It is getting hot. Okay, it's almost 5 o'clock and I'm still soldiering on. I just found the Mammoth Coffee stall. That's one of the best coffees in Covent Garden. If you get over the Covent Garden, go to Monmouth. It's a small place, so you may or may not be able to get in, but it's really, really, really tasty coffee. Nice. I just have to stop and rest my feet. I've been here since what? 12 o'clock? Oh, well, there's so much to see. This is a whole day adventure. And it also goes on tomorrow, but I won't be here. There is just no end to all the stalls here. Handmade cushions, jewelry, fair trade, organic cupcakes. This is just one big shopping, music, food, entertainment bonanza. If you get a chance to come next year, do. It's an annual affair and this is really fun. It's really good.